Welcome back to Dicey Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew. Boys, go ahead, introduce yourselves.
Rich playing Theo.
Eric playing Cosmo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Art playing Toluga.
Why don't we go right ahead and get right into our recap. Last time on Dicey Situations, our Chaos crew left the nest and made their way to Belforge Bazaar, a sprawling merchant street full of tasty treats and wonky wares. There they made some business deals with a discount sandwich vendor, improved their weaponry, and encountered a potion seller with a sentient goo of his own. A nat 20 investigation check from Toluga led to a strange discovery. The author of the potion book that detailed the creation of slimes was written by a Professor Glicklack. After signing up for the Battle of the Bands, Cosmo chased after one of his former bandmates, Kimmy, who it seemed had been possessed by one of the strange crystal necklaces they had found in the Devil's Den. After confronting Kimberly, she used a magic pick to control a pair of crystal dwarf guards, turning them into electric blue servants of Krizik. Glebnor was able to remove the crystal necklace from Kimmy's neck, and together with Toluga's furious fists, Cosmo's power cords, and a crossbow bolt from Theo, destroy the crystal and its Stormcaller magic. Now the gang has made their way back to Slubledrip, hoping to find a healer to remove the curse keeping Kimmy comatose. And that's where we find our gang today. Boys, how we doing? What are we doing? How we feeling?
So we just hit shore?
Yeah, we'll say you guys are coasting across the Dark Lake up onto the shore.
So when are we doing this heist?
Tonight?
Yep, probably.
Tonight?
Tonight.
Tonight.
I'm trying to get this curse lift off my bass player, please.
That shouldn't be a problem. We got,
I mean, that's not something we can do, though, Cosmo. We got to get someone to do that. While they do that, we go heist, and when we come back, she should be good.
Yeah.
We got a guy for this.
Okay, all right. Well,
do we have a guy?
I know the best.
Yahoodle!
Oh, all right.
Speaking of which, you hear, someone calling me! And a little lionfish priest with a long lobster staff joins you guys on the shores of Slubledrip.
Anything I can do to help?
I'm gonna make an angle of my raft so Kimmy slides right to his feet.
Oh, goodness! The plop needs your help. She's been cursed. Well, since we worship Bleebly now, I suppose.
And,
you're damn right you do.
A little clap from Yahoodle, and you see a couple more of these catfish Kuotoa of Slubledrip come out, and with a like little gurney stretcher. Yeah. Yeah, it's but wetter.
We'll bring her to the healing tents. Your mother's a fine cleric. I'm sure she can help.
And Cosmo with just like a hand on his head, like. this is the weirdest religion that I've ever denied.
Denied?
You deny? The god's
guys,
right there.
I'm a literal devil person.
We don't discriminate.
Just give it time, will you?
And they make their way off to the healing tents with poor Kimmy, who is still very unconscious. What would you guys like to do in Slubledrip?
Now that we're on shore, I would like to use my masquerade tattoo to take the form of a Kuotoa catfish man.
Wow. All right. Do you want to keep any of your gooey body, or you want to just be a straight up Kuotoa catfish?
I want to be a Kuotoa catfish, and I'm going to use my body to reposition my feather beard into a beautiful feather mullet.
Oh, unbelievable choice.
Son, I'm so proud.
Folks, this is why we play this game.
I can finally do this, and I give you like a proper, normal person-to-person hug.
Oh, the sweet embrace of father.
You know, your new looks give me an inspiration.
Hell yeah.
Southern rock. You see all of the Kuotoas like hit to attention. They're like, what's that? That's the best thing I ever heard.
Daggum.
Yeah, and you can see that the Kuotoa that met you on the dock that day, or that met you on the ships as you guys approach, is like,
ew, big old thing, Toluga, how you gonna do about
it? He kind of just waddles
hey,
up to you.
Hey, my man!
Daps you up in like a wicked complicated handshake.
Oh, yeah. I know this one. I'm familiar with this.
Ew, fuck, oh, flap it up. Hell
yeah, yeah. Go on, get it.
What are you boys doing here?
Well, we're working on a heist. And I guess a band?
Yeah, two separate jobs, but yes.
They aren't not together at the same time, but separate. Heist, then band.
Oh, big, I'm gonna need some kazoo.
That's what I'm saying.
What do you know about hand boning?
I'm gonna fuck old flap on my belly.
He starts wildly hand boning on his very wet stomach.
That's a hand bone? I love it.
Well, what'd you think hand boning was, son?
I don't know. I just kind of went along with the word. Sounds cool.
Not exactly what I had in mind to rock.
You mean slapping my own tum-tum doesn't rock?
Man, I gotta educate you guys on what rocks.
Okay.
Yeah, this. Grab a rock.
Now that I have clear holes in the side of my head that would denote I can hear things, I'm all ear.
Well, you remember when I bardically inspired you?
Yeah, that was
and your
fucking
movement?
Awesome.
That's rock.
Okay. Now
guys,
that I have a head.
There's stuff that I can add to that that would make it rock even more that potentially you guys could totally contribute to.
Like a kazoo.
Like this. And I shoot the gun at you.
Whoa!
And I blow into a kazoo.
There's a couple of like Kuotoa guppies that are like, Bleebly, Bleebly, you're shooting, come on. It's like little kids just watching you waiting for another gunshot.
Hell yeah.
I mean, yeah, the pageantry and theatrics of it are part of the rock, but
I billow my
it's
cape.
Still about the music, man.
Ah, so we can like end the song on a big gunshot.
100%, yeah.
Alright.
That would actually make a great finale. Plus, I know how to do pyrotechnics. That would
Me too.
Check this out, and I'd shoot off a pyrotechnic spell.
Yeah. What is it, the fireworks or the smoke? I think you can pick
it's gonna
between
be the fireworks. Along
yeah.
with like, you know, if you know we're gonna shoot a gun into the air, I think that having like the last big finale be sort of a big explosion type deal.
Yeah, what does your pyrotechnic spell look like as you cast it?
Yeah, so like the sort of energy focuses in on my pick as I raise it over above the guitar, and then I hit that what would be the culminating chord, and again, just explosions come out of the guitar and behind me, and sort of like a pyrotechnic almost WWE entrance type deal.
Just two 45 degree angle.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Unbelievable.
Like if I was Goldberg out there.
Can I have all of you make a constitution saving throw for me? Not you, Cosmo.
Yeah.
21.
Okay.
14.
7.
You two kind of cover your eyes quick enough, Glubnor. Your big blue eyes are blinded for 1 second.
God!
His beautiful blue eyes!
It's so bright! My rods and cones!
See some of the Kuotoa children are like, ah! They just like scatter away for a minute.
And that's only part of what rocks.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
I'm now rubbing my new
easily
identifiable eyes.
Can I try to do like a persuasion to like, if you guys follow what I think rocks, then
yeah, give me a persuasion like, check. Right, cool. And you guys can make an insight against his persuasion if you would like to try it.
Oh, you could vault. 10.
That's a 23.
I am going along with whatever he says because I got a 3.
I got a 5, so I'm like, oh, he knows.
This is the guy.
Toluca, there's a party that's like, kazoo would be good.
Can't bullshit a bullshitter.
Look, man, we can work in a kazoo solo. How's that?
You just haven't heard the beautiful notes of a bass kazoo.
A bass kazoo? All right, well, I guess you're right. I haven't heard that.
Some say it resonates so deep that people have soiled themselves.
Oh, you're talking about the brown note.
I'm talking about the note.
How the hell did you know about it? Aren't you like 2 years old?
Hi, fur tail.
He's raised in the Kuotoa. He knows.
A lot of kazoos in my part of the world.
Okay. If we do this, we can work in a bass kazoo.
Can I hit the note?
Of course you can.
Yes.
If you can make the entire audience shit themselves.
That rocks?
That absolutely rocks. Now, what do you guys say? You want to help me win this battle of the bands or what?
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Okay, let's do a little bit of downtime. Not a full day or anything, but everybody
long
go
enough
ahead.
To rest. Me and Daddy are hurt.
You know,
I'm hurting too.
Not just yet.
Okay.
Not just yet.
Okay.
So go ahead. You can all give me performance checks.
Oh, God.
And I will say, because you've been explained the tenets of rock, you can all add, you three can add a D6. We'll say that is all coming from the inspiration from Cosmo.
I'm going to need it.
Same.
I got a nat 1.
That's a 15.
11.
That's all right, dude. We'll put you on base. Sorry, bass player.
Okay, so what instruments are you all attempting to learn and practice during this little bit of downtime?
Well, I think we probably need percussion. And I want a ham bone bad, but maybe I can be talked out of that.
You can ham bone a drum kit. How about that?
Ooh!
I will give you a bone from a pig.
Hell yeah!
You can hit the drum kit with.
Okay, so can I get an acrobatics check from Glebnor? As I'm going to see if you can make your own drum set out of your body.
Yep. 18.
Glebnor, after you're explained what a drum is, you form like a full drum set out of your gooey body that kind comes out of your Kuatoa stomach because you're now part Kuatoa.
Yeah.
But yeah, after like with a 15, after like a, you
18.
Know, 18. Oh, that was acrobatics. What was your performance?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was like a 15, yeah.
It was an 11, even worse.
Okay, so, I mean, you can't learn the drums in a day, but you get some basic rhythm down.
Tap out a money beat.
Yeah, there you go. What was your performance check?
15.
Toluga. 15. What instrument are you trying to perfect during this time?
I want to go to Uncle Gulp.
Okay.
And talk to him about the legends of the bass kazoo.
So yeah, we're gonna cut now to your in front of Uncle Gulp.
So you come to me hoping to learn the power of the brown note?
Yeah, Gulp, you got it? Unless you telling me you can't do it.
It is a dangerous art to meddle in the ability to force a creature to excrement itself. It's powerful and dangerous. It is outside the way of the plane, but I will tell you, I have once used this dark art.
Really?
I'm not proud of it. And don't tell your father. But once during a recital of his, in his proudest moment, I forced your father to defecate against his will.
But why, Uncle Gulp?
He was younger than me, but yet so strong, I wanted to take him down a peg. I was afraid of him usurping me and becoming the chief of this here village.
But Gulp, that's a terrible thing to do.
I didn't say I was proud of it, but it did unfortunately happen.
I bet it was a little funny, though.
It was hilarious. Your father is a powerful fighter and a wise man, but that day, he's all brown.
His bowels are empty.
I need to learn these arts.
I will teach you the forbidden kazoo arts, but if you are to become the warrior prince of this village, are you ready to learn the way of the plane?
Well, I had a moment in a back alley where I realized how slippery I really am.
That is your ancient blood. Your beautiful power is emerging.
I think I'd like to learn more of these arts.
Bring your friends to me. I will need them to aid me in your training.
Wait, what? Why do we need everybody?
Well, it is customary for your champion and your god to aid you in the sacred art of learning the plea.
Oh, I thought you meant all my friends. That would have been like everybody here.
Oh, no. I know you are quite popular, but it is important that your champion and your god are present for your initiation.
Okay. Well, thank you, Uncle Gulp, for the teaching me the ways.
It is a great honor. As you know, my boy, he is a bit of a disappointment. His fighting prowess is near none.
You know, maybe Dad could teach him something. I mean, I'm learning from you. Maybe he could learn from Mean Gene.
You know how I hate to ask your father anything, but I suppose an exchange of sons would
be... Well, okay, I'm not going to start calling you Dad, all right?
Oh, well, of course not. I like the ring of Uncle Gulp.
Oh, I was going to give you a nickname, UG.
UG, oh, I kind of don't mind that. Interesting.
Well, we'll discuss it.
I'm workshopping it. You know, fine. I said it out loud. It didn't really have the same feel as in the mind.
We'll get to it. How about that?
Okay.
All right. Go bring your champion and your god to me, and we'll begin your training. And you can bring your new friend as well. A soundtrack is most necessary during a montage.
I've only heard tales of needing a powerful soundtrack during a montage.
It's true, and if you are to learn the ancient dark kazoo arts, it'll be necessary for a bard to be present.
Okay, well, I'll be back then.
Go, my nephew. Pride of the Ploop-Ploop-Plane.
Okay, bye, Gob.
Bye.
See you soon.
Okay, bye.
I love awkward goodbyes in D&D when people just don't know how to separate from a conversation. So funny.
Just gonna dip on out of here.
Return to me. He just waits for you.
Not right now, though.
Sure.
So, you return back to your little crew.
Can I make a pit stop?
To yeah, see what sure.
Meemaw's.
Can yeah. I come?
It's up to Kluga. Are you going to go get your friends first? Well, or
would you? I think I would dip by the tent, tell my friends, and then head on over.
Yeah, real quick.
I love Meemaw.
Can we check in on Theo? How's your Nat 1 going? What are you trying to learn over there, bud?
I just, like, I'm asking Cosmo about all different instruments. I'm like, oh, that sounds good. And then he says another one. That sounds good, too. And it's just, like, never deciding on one.
Is this marimba, you say?
He's going to end up with maracas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fucking, well, maybe a
tambourine.
An electric tambourine.
And I'll say, with a nat one, eventually, you find an instrument so simple in its elegance, so geometric, and you find a tiny electric triangle mixed in with all of the other instruments.
This might be the one, guys. I think we got something here.
Cosmo, I will let you make a persuasion check if you would like to try to steer Bleebly away from playing the electric triangle in your hands.
But he could play it with the gun.
He sure could.
I'm not there, so you didn't hear that.
But that's
you can't persuade my persuasion.
I don't know. Again, the bit is so good.
Yeah, totally up to you. Totally up to you. I'm giving you the option.
I'm going to roll the persuasion and then see what happens.
Yeah.
All right. Listen here, Theo. You got the look, man. I'm telling you, you could be a rock star, dude.
Well, thank you.
In terms of stage presence, the triangle might not play to what you're going for. You could hold a bass guitar and just hit one note as I play the chord, man. That's all you gotta do. But the same thing applies to the triangle, dude. I gotta leave it to you, bro.
I'm gonna pick up a bass guitar and see if it feels as good as the electric triangle.
I rolled a 23 on that persuasion, by the way.
Oh, boy. Go ahead and make an inside check. You have to beat a 23. So I think you need to make a nat 20. I mean, totally honest.
Even with a nat 20, I wouldn't...
I'll let you get a nat... If you get a nat 20, you can choose. Otherwise...
It's a 6.
So you're the bass player.
And yeah, you pick up... Kimmy left her bass behind. So you pick up Kimmy's bass. And you find that plucking a bass is kind of similar to pulling a trigger. And after you kind of get a little bit of a rhythm down, again, it's with a 6. It's a little tough for you to kind of... And the nat 1. You're not the most immediate student to music.
Oh, no.
But eventually, after a couple hours playing with Cosmo here, you get one chord. You can really hit that one chord not so shabby.
That's all you need to do, man.
I can do that.
Yeah.
While this little makeshift band...
And again, I apologize to all bass players out there.
While this makeshift band is practicing Toluga, you finally do join your friends again. Before you make your way, whatever you'd like to do. Yeah, you finally find the crew.
I shed a tear. I wonder why I'm crying. What's that on the ground, Theo?
What are you looking at?
That weird geometric shape that's by your feet.
Ah, see, that's the electric triangle. But we decided I'm going to leave that for now. Go with the bass.
Oh, what could have been?
What could have been, you know?
We'll never know. Anyways,
listen, man,
moving on.
I got a lot of ideas up here, man. There's no way we can't incorporate the triangle.
Well, no.
Especially if we're going to win Battle of the Bands, we got to stand out.
Well, that's what the bass kazoo is for.
Speak to me more of this bass kazoo.
You are needed with Uncle Gulp to Help me learn the ways of this bass kazoo.
Uncle Gulp speaks prophetic.
Sometimes he actually does.
Other times you actually are right now.
But, but other times he just leaves the conversation in an awkward pause.
It's kind of hard to disengage from it.
Really weird to disengage from Uncle. It's like he just doesn't want the conversation to end. And right sometimes on. It has to.
Well,
like this one. Anyways, this way.
Any but.
Where would you like to lead your little gang?
First, I'd like to pit stop with Meemaw.
Mm-hmm. You stop by Meemaw's tent. You can see that Mean Gene walks out before you guys can get in there, and he's like, oh man, she's been trying with that guy for like an hour. He's not getting it.
Really?
He keeps talking about how the lettuce needs to be more damp and it's just brown. It's like it's, yeah, he was mad that it was green. Where the fuck did you find that guy?
I thought he would just become a chef and then we could work with him.
You guys are really asking a lot of a guy in a day. I'm just, it's a lot. How'd things go in the city, by the way?
I wanted to take over his stand wholeheartedly.
Is that an option for us? Can we maybe convince that little weirdo guy in there?
We could kill him.
Whoa, son! Murder's illegal!
Theo starts to put his gun away.
That's bad. I slap him on his
on the wrist.
Right. Daddy! I'm sorry.
Bad son.
Sorry, Daddy. We just kill so many things.
But those are bad guys.
Crud's I mean, did guy? You see Crud sandwiches? Those
Crud is
bad.
Neutral. We don't kill neutral yet.
Yet.
you can see Mean Gene's like, good parenting, Tallulah. He's really coming into it as being a dad.
It's really tough.
Yeah, well, it's hard. Man,
I just gotta say, Crud's stand is kind of an institution, a good place for cheap food. It's not good food, but maybe incorporate that philosophy into the
brand
tacos.
Recognition.
If we get his face, then we get recognition, and then we could just sell the tacos. We don't need him there. I
sure,
guess.
We could keep the pricing structure similar to what he had, right?
No. His structure was pretty bad.
Yeah, but I mean,
it was one silver for scotch tape and pimento.
That's the one.
Yeah.
we'll workshop that.
All right. Well, your mom's waiting in there for you. She's confused and she's been really working hard on her taco. So go on in.
Okay.
Oh, my Gleblor, my Tallulah, my boss. Meemaw.
Yeah. You have not yet met Meemaw.
Yeah.
You can see that Meemaw is this kind of like a big koi fish woman. Very round, very friendly looking, like jovial face. She has these big hoop earrings on the sides of her gills. And she's just like, oh, come in. I've been learning. Your new friend here he's a...
You don't have to sugarcoat it, Mom.
Can we sidebar?
Sidebar.
Oh my God, Glebno, he's terrible. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's been stapling all the meats.
Where'd he find a stapler?
I don't know. He brought it with him.
Okay. What if... Maybe I sidebar with him real quick.
Okay.
Hey, Crud.
Yeah.
Sidebar.
Your mom's weird.
What? I slap him.
Oh, that's fair.
Crud, man, you can't be talking about people's moms, man.
Sidebar?
Yeah.
What, me and you? No. I said what I needed to say.
Crud, bring it in. Crud.
Sure, what's up?
Right, I'm speaking calm, so I gotta talk like this. What are you doing?
I don't know.
Do you want to sell sandwiches?
My dad loves sandwiches, and I wanted to get in the family business, and I don't know what I'm doing.
Crud, we're giving you a chance. Don't slap it on the ground. Embrace it. You don't like it, you could just set up shop right next to us.
Could I be maybe like a manager?
Well, I want you to learn how to make them.
I don't know.
Well, how good are you at managing?
Not good. I've only managed myself.
And look how that
turned out. I'm doing
a
terrible job.
So how about you learn the steps, see how Meemaw runs it, and then you can learn from her, and then eventually you become a manager.
Could I start off as an assistant manager?
You're asking a lot, Crud.
Such a funny denial.
Crud, you want me to make you assistant manager?
You're right.
There's like two people working the stall. It would be you and her. You'd essentially be assistant manager, just not entitled.
That's fair.
I'm trying to start you at the bottom so that you can work through each step instead of skipping all the steps.
I never really had to work for anything. My father.
Well, it's time to work. And I slap him across. You're getting the work and you're learning the ropes.
He just nods.
Okay.
All right, Crud, we good?
Sure. Can I keep my name on the stand? Crud's Tacos?
I'll be honest, man. I've never been a fan of it.
To be fair, we also don't have a name for the stand. So how about you workshop with my mom for a name?
I'd love to help.
Come together, but don't be so, you know, stubborn on some topics.
I wouldn't even call me stubborn. I left my stand closed.
Well, you've been stapling meats. Where'd you find a stapler?
I got it from home.
You had time to stop by home?
The stationery store.
Well, I had to get my the satchel to come over here. It was all dry.
All right. But why bring the stapler?
Yeah, he just gathered up his dirty wife beaters.
That's like part of his kitchen gears.
Yeah, it's like a stapler, like one of those like hammers you do to like tenderize meat.
A roll of scotch tape.
Yeah. Thank you. A roll of scotch tape. Anything you need in the kitchen is fine.
Right.
Workshop a name with my mom and come together on one that you both like, not one that you prefer. Okay?
Okay.
And then you start from the ground and you work up and you learn responsibility. You learn how to manage money. You learn how to cook for yourself.
Uh-huh.
And then eventually you'll be able to run your own taco stand in our name.
Like a franchise?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you get to teach someone else like she's teaching you.
At this moment, Uncle Gulp like pushes into the tent. He's like, where you boys been?
Sorry.
What's going on in here?
We're franchising, Gulp. We're franchising.
It's an important training ritual. I set up the training grounds. I got everything ready.
Shouldn't we get like Crud to roll a performance check to see if he's on the right path to making the tacos the right way?
Dynamite. Pipe down.
Dynamite suggestion. Let's do it.
He should get advantage after my pep talk.
Okay.
Big time.
We're going to say that because his charisma is not great, this is a straight roll. I roll a d20 twice. We'll take the higher of the rolls.
Can I give him guidance?
You can give me guidance.
Can I bardically inspire him?
You can bardically inspire him.
I'm going to belt out a metal riff that will make anyone a dope cook.
Okay, so first d20.
Let's see here. I'm hoping for a natural 26.
First roll is a 7. Second d20 is an 8.
Okay. I'm really inspired.
Roll a d4 for the guidance. Oh, never mind. That rolled way too many d4s. I was like, how do you get 8? Okay. So you got a 2 on the guidance. Bring him to 10. We'll now add the d6.
We're looking for that 6.
For a 6.
Yeah! He's good at making tacos.
You guys watch as he begrudgingly puts a taco down, puts lettuce in it, fresh lettuce. He like rolls his eyes just letting it in. He puts ground beef in. He like smells it. And he's like, Oh, yeah. And then you see he chops an onion with the stapler. Just staples an onion a couple times.
Pick those staples out, dude. Pick them out.
But they add flavor.
Pick them out.
Okay, all right. Good for iron, though.
And yeah, at the end of it, he has a very serviceable beef taco.
Serviceable is how I want to be sold food.
It's a start, though. It's a start.
It's better than what Crud was slinging.
I pat him on the back. Crud, it's a big step you took today. I'm proud.
Thank you. You see Uncle Gulp's like, if we're done with the business opportunity, could we potentially get to the training exercise? I got the dummies out. I got all the equipment.
Okay. All right, Gulp. Jeez.
Thank you. That fucking got
me. Bleebly, you will be there, of course.
Sure.
You must encourage your disciple. He needs the power of his God to push him through the intense training regimen.
If I push him, won't that mess things up?
I meant more in the metaphorical sense.
Oh, all right.
I don't want you to shove my nephew.
I'm just making sure.
I done training that behind and slip and fall. All
right, just making sure. You know.
Okay, all right. And Glebnor, my champion of Blee Blee.
Flexing hard on this.
Your feathery mullet is, I almost said mohawk, but it is. I can see that you've left the party in the front or the back. Actually, the party's everywhere. You look great, Glebnor. I'm not going to lie to you.
I whip my mullet in the wind.
Thank you. I'm improving what's happening. You look good, Glebnor. I can see you've taken the characteristics of the Kuatoa of Sloobodrip.
Sign of respect.
with those whiskers. You'll be a fine champion. All right, boys, to the training grounds.
You forgot about Cosmo. He's the bard.
Oh, Cosmo.
He's coming with.
Cosmo, I don't want to... I just have to ask, what kind of music do you typically play?
Oh, check it out. Just belt out a lead riff.
What genre would that be considered?
Well, I guess you'd call it metal.
Ah, so no kazoos are present.
Not yet.
All right, interesting.
But we are going to reinvent the genre, baby.
This is an exciting day for Silverdrip and all of his residents. Well, to the training ground, it is time my nephew learns the way of the plain.
Why'd you say it like that?
I'm just trying to add
menacing.
Some...
menacing.
I'm trying to add some
gravitas.
I'm going to add some gravitas to the situation.
Oh, you guys know what a performance is.
That's right.
Some well, I guess you're killing it.
On a scale of 1 to 20, some would say it was a 20. That's all I'm saying.
Arbitrarily.
Some people use 10. I like to bump it up.
All right, we're now going to cut to the training grounds of Silverdrip. You can see that Uncle Gulp has set a bunch of training dummies across the way.
This will test both your slipperiness and the power of your fin.
Oh, God, I'm so slippery, Gulp. Watch this, and I try to grab my own wrist, but I just slip right. Look at this!
Man, that's slippery.
Unbelievable. A man who cannot grapple himself has truly already got on the right step toward mastering our art.
Does that mean he's good at grappling or bad at grappling?
Both.
He's good at not getting grappled.
But terrible at grappling, and oh no, this is a whole chicken and the egg situation.
Got a real Ouroboros situation on our hands. I'm sorry to keep doing your voices,
it's
Ryan.
Really fun to do. I'm sorry. Sometimes you do an NPC voice the players can't automatically stop doing. It's totally fine.
All right. Well, let us begin your training.
Okay.
All right, so let's do a round of ability checks, actually, here. Thank I'm going to need Cosmo to make a performance check to get like some tunes to hype up Toluga.
17.
Yeah, fucking, you laid down a sick rift that gets
tasty.
Everyone kind of
hyped up.
Theo, if you would like to give me a religion check to somehow use the powers of Bleebly to inspire your plope.
It's never a time to net 20.
Wow!
Absolutely get fucked, Rich.
He is the god.
The dice
baby.
Are on fire today. I love it.
Okay. Toluca, you're going to make all these checks with advantage. Can I actually... I think you're going to be Toluca's sparring partner, Glebnor.
Ooh, I'm ready.
Glebnor, can I get some athletics
strike
checks?
My own son?
To kind of like make some like physical moves to kind of like challenge Toluca as he learns the way of the queen.
If you can overcome fighting your son, you can overcome anything.
Just got to beat the 14. Shit out of my own boy.
14.
So, become a true father.
Glebnor gets a 14. So I need an acrobatics check at advantage now because you have the power of Bleebly coursing through your veins. To
I nat 20. Because of the advantage, I nat 20.
Ouch.
Glebnor, at a certain point, you want to like. You're not trying to hurt Toluca, but you want to really challenge your father in a way that you know that he will earn this level up. So you come at him pretty hard. You cannot grab him.
He's so damn slippery.
There's a slickness and a slipperiness.
I've been buttered up.
There is this like holy slick energy coming off of Toluca as he just dodges all of your pseudopods. Toluca, what do you imagine the training looks like for the Way of the Pleen? How are you training in the art of slipperiness and evasion?
So, in Toluga's mind, this is how he's always been fighting. Just by heckling the people and saying, you can't hit me. Or, that's not going to hit. But now it's actually coming together. And so it's just him like, son, I don't want to hit you. What are you doing? You can't even touch me. What's going on? And it's just me casually like I was doing with the little... Were they the dwarves fight? Where yeah. I was like, no, you're not going to hit me.
Yeah.
It's like working. You're manifesting your destiny type thing.
Yeah.
It's getting in my head.
So after this like intense training ritual, you see Gulp is like, I've never seen a more natural talent.
the power of our bloodline, the way of the Plupluplene, is flowing through you, my nephew.
What? I can't hear you over here.
Oh, hold on. Let me get a little closer. he waddles across the thing. Never in all my years has the power of our bloodline... It sounded cooler a minute ago when I just said it.
You should have spoke up. I'm sorry.
Even the slipperiness in our conversation is testament to the power of the blueprint.
Words slide through your ears undetected.
I've never seen a natural talent like this. Even when I trained in the way of the plane, it took me weeks to develop this kind of evasiveness in both language and body.
Sounds like a skill issue.
That hurt my feelings, but I will.
I'm just saying it how it is. I never lie until I do.
That is the truthfulness of a plope. That is just, I'm so proud of you. Your father, he rejected the way of the plane. He wanted a much more upfront and intense martial art. But ours is a way of slipperiness, a way of a stickiness. It is, well, it's our true bloodline. Now you will duel me. If you are successful, you will become my blip-do-pulp.
You, hold on. Run that back me again?
I forgot the word, actually.
Let me just check the ancient tomes.
As he's checking his tomes, I go up to Toluga and I'm just like, hey, listen, man. You got to stick and slip. That's the basis of it all.
Wait, do you put a hand on my shoulder? Like,
it stuck
that?
At first and then it slipped.
The yeah, tome, I'm already doing it.
The tomes reminded me it is Bapul Gol, which was similar in ridiculousness of language, but not exactly as accurate. Come to Luga, and we will begin the initiation ritual.
Question, am I you. Fully healed before this?
You can be fully healed, I suppose. Everyone bring out the healing chowder.
You see.
Oh, I love the chowder.
Those two little
Oh, I could use a bite.
Cosmo. Cosmo. No.
He had a staple sandwich. Scotch tape, whatever.
That's true.
Those two
Never mind. Go for it.
Iron stomach over here.
Yeah. Those two Lokatha
chefs
come out.
Yeah, I guess maybe
out.
A con save should be happening after all these awful foods I've been eating.
You have to take one to drink this stuff, so please. They bring out this, like, thick, murky seafood chowder.
Oh, no.
And immediately, Theo, your stomach turns just looking at it. You drank so much of that bullshit that night.
It is...
like, immediately you pull. No, dude.
Go ahead and make a con save for me, if you would.
This is just normal healing, right?
That's not a 10.
Like, you're poisoned.
Oh, no!
You put it down, but unfortunately, until you take a long rest, you will have disadvantage on ability checks. There's just this thick slurry just moving around in your stomach. But for you, it brings you to full hit points, Toluga. It's the best chowder
so
you've had.
So delicious, man. I don't know what you guys are doing, dude.
DM?
Yeah. Please.
If they're trying to hand Theo one, I want Theo to purposely, like, miss it and let it drop on the floor because he does not want to have
Can
that.
I get a sleight of hand trick?
One of these.
Yeah, look. That's a 10. The chowder must be consumed.
Let the boy eat.
You can see that as you try to drop it, Gulp has like moves with an unnatural speed. He catches it in the ground. And is like, I would never let Blee drop this sacred liquid. And
great.
Again,
thanks, Gulp.
He drink of this. Fine nectar.
Now we're poisoned together.
Yeah, go ahead and make a constitution saving throw as he pours more of this chowder in your mouth against your will.
To 21.
Oh, come on.
He's been down this road before.
Yeah. You have like a weird like resistance to it this time you didn't have the last time. And then to finish it off once again, he's like, and now for the dessert.
What? No.
He grabs a like crawfish, puts it to your mouth and squeezes it like a go-gurt into your mouth. One more con save if you would.
You really want to poison Theo.
I sure do.
That's an 8.
Yeah, this goes down a lot thicker than the last one. I'm actually going to say, unfortunately, you're going to take a D8 of poison damage. This is a little rougher than the slur. It's a 3 poison damage. You're not poisoned by this. The soup is what would have poisoned you. This is just gross. Yeah.
You guys look over, Theo's like,
Glebno,
can I interest you in a bowl?
Gulp. You know I love that chowder. I just ate a whole bunch of shit back at the other place.
Gonna get a persuasion check.
What, you don't want big chowder, son?
Nat 20.
Oh,
I look full as fuck.
You are quite bulbous today. I would hate to feel you to bursting. So, yes. Now that everyone has had the ceremonial chowder, it's time for our duel, Toluga.
Okay, like what are the ground rules? No magic, just punch?
Just punch.
Okay.
Okay, so go ahead, roll initiative against Gulp.
Wait, we're all fighting him?
Oh, just Toluga.
22.
Okay, he only got a 13. You will go first.
Scott, you're slow.
Gulp is like, we will soon begin. Oh, shit. You run up on him before he's ready.
Take this. 18.
18 hits. We're going to say Uncle Gulp has a 13 AC. He's not wearing any.
He's wearing robes.
Yeah, he has robes on. Yep.
And then I'm going to Flurry of Blows.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Straight for the jugular.
12 and 11.
12 and 11. So those both 13. Those both miss on the. You see, you get him real quick. You kind of like sucker punch him. He's like, oh! And as you go to your flurry, he moves like so strange. It's like he's big and round. He's this big, like, rotund catfish. But as your flurry of blows go to him, he kind of extends his big belly and bounces your fists off of him.
Whoa!
You are quite fast, but I will show you the way of the plane.
Okay.
He's going to make two attacks on you. The first one misses. You dodge deftly out of the way, but he catches you with an elbow in the air as you
I'm
try
just
to go
so
dodge.
Slippery. Ah, Jesus. Didn't know we were throwing bows out
gonna
here.
Gonna take 6 bludgeoning damage as he smashes you with his elbow.
Well, take this. Nat 20.
Oh, shit. Okay.
For 10 damage.
Describe the Nat 20 for me as you kind of counter with a punch.
So he elbows me, and then I just kind of spin to follow the blow, and with the momentum, I just swing with him with a hook.
Oh, my nephew. I am quite
not
impressed.
Done yet.
Oh, shit. He keeps going.
Don't admire me yet.
I was going to say some things, but you are clearly still fighting me.
Well, you said it's a fight.
So only one of those would hit for 6 more damage.
Yeah, he's like trying to fight off your flurry, but you were like getting through, and you see he kind of extend his belly to absorb the blow again, but you get right below the belly button. He's like, oh, a sensitive spot.
Yes, the weak underbelly.
He kind of roils back a little bit, and he's like, all right, it's time for Uncle Gulp to get serious.
Wait, what?
He's going to like fill up his big like neck with this like strange
wait.
Liquid. Make a dexterity saving throw for me.
Nat 20.
Woo! Nat 20. You would have taken 9 poison damage as he's about to spray chowder at you. But you flip over him and land on the other side. Go ahead and make your attacks.
Theo's in the background. Oh god.
Yeah, no. Cosmo's like, this whole battle's making me.
For 8, and then bonus action unarmed for nat 1 on the arm.
Yeah.
So he takes 8.
He takes 8. Yeah. Perfect. All right, he's looking a little rough now. He's just like, get back, nephew. I don't want to keep hurting you with my horrible fins. He's going to try to
slam. You barely touched me.
Shut up.
What?
Cocky like your father.
He got a nat 20.
Oh, jeez.
You take 12 bludgeoning damage.
Oh, all right. Yeah, smoke too soon.
Smashes you down with his big fin.
Daddy! Just
something left.
Cocky like your father.
You can get him, Daddy.
I will also say, Cosmo, in this moment, if you would like to play some instruments, you can bardically inspire him. I'll say that. If you can push past the illness in your body. Yeah.
I got to help out my boy here. Here we go. Bardically inspire, yeah.
Yeah.
It's my last one, by the way.
Don't worry, I'll use it.
You hear what is the sound of this bardic inspiration for Toluga?
Yeah, like a string drag, like, and I'll replace this with a real
Toluga, you start headbanging a little bit.
Man, that kind of rocks.
Inspire aggression. That's what that's all about.
If you want to use the bardic inspiration for one of your attack rolls, you can add a d6 extra damage on top of it.
Extra damage?
Yeah.
So Not to hit, but the damage.
If you roll the extra, the bardic to hit, and you do hit, you get to add a d6.
Oh, then
damage.
I added.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So bold.
It is your turn.
Do I have to call when I'm using it, or can I roll and then decide?
Yeah, roll to see if you hit, and if you miss, you can throw the bardic on.
Do I have to roll for poison damage? I am.
You're just poison.
Poison.
That's so. 23.
Oh, no, there's no, like, constant
okay,
damage
I was gonna
on
say,
it. It's
like,
just ability checks at this point.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, got it.
Well, in response to him saying cocky like your father, at least I have something to be cocky about.
Oh, damn.
For another 8.
Okay.
And I'm going to bonus action punch. And then I'm going to add the d6. So that was a 12. So that'll make it 16.
That'll hit.
Get him, daddy.
For 6 plus... Plus d6, right?
Yep.
For 1 extra damage.
What does this final flurry look like as you finally take down your uncle? So, with the bardic just putting you over the amount you needed.
So he said cocky like your dad, and yep. Luga took that personally. So he got extra slippery and just kind of threw some goop in his eyes and just laid into his belly.
Yeah, and you see you kind of just smash his belly like a fucking pinata as it's just wiggling around like crazy.
A Cosmo at the sight of that pukes.
Get him, daddy!
Yeah, and he kind of is like, stop! That's enough! You are a true blue plane.
Well, yeah, it's my last name.
I meant in the more of the metaphorical sense once again.
I don't get those, man.
That's on me, I suppose. I haven't learned a lesson in conversing with you. You are so slippery.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
You are worthy to assume the title of Bapugol. You will be the warrior prince of Sloobledrip.
Wait, I'm a prince? I'm royalty?
I mean, you were always royalty by birthright. Your father, much like me, was descended from the royal line.
Oh, that's badass.
And if,
pretty cool.
Taluga, if you would like...
Yeah, it's all right.
You can take one more level of monk, and you have now entered your subclass for monk, the homebrewed way of the Pleen.
This is awesome, guys. I'm just so slippery.
Never seen such slickness in my life.
Slipperiest dude
jelly.
I've ever seen.
You can see at this point, Theo, you just like look gross. You're just like so sick in the corner. Yarno walks up, is like, what the fuck is going on here?
Don't eat any of the food that they give you.
No, I have not been eating any of the food that they're giving me. It's gross.
Good. It's horrible. Cosmo over here, I thought he almost died. This is
not so bad.
your friend's pretty polite. Hey, Theo, you got a minute?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
If you get me the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And we'll leave the training grounds for a moment as Theo, you walk over with Yarno to, it seems like a little makeshift workshop he's set up here.
Setting up shop here, or you just...
I mean, I don't know. How did things go in the city? Did you find anything? Did my scouts help?
Oh yeah, we talked to the what is it? The
Thieves Guild?
There you go.
It was the Thieves Guild, right?
Yes, it was the Thieves Guild. We talked to the person who runs it, Kiki. She has a gun that I think might have been my sister's.
Oh shit, Ellie came here?
Maybe. Not positive. I'm assuming, but hey, we don't know.
Wild.
However, she's open to hearing, you know, Glebnor has more of the details. I wasn't really paying too much attention when I saw the gun.
Yeah, that drags.
Yeah. But yeah, she's open to, you know, helping you out. So there's
perfect.
Probably something there. You could talk to Glebnor. He'll fill you in on
maybe
all that stuff.
Kind of instruction going?
Yeah.
I'd love to get my scouts in the city and, you know, we need intel. By the way, I've been working on something for you, my blood. Okay, so here, I took those two minor Dreadforge hearts you gave me.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of mashed them the fuck together.
All right.
So I made you something. It's a little explosive, so you're probably not going to want to use it when your friends are gathered around an enemy of some kind.
Okay.
But this thing just was going to rocket explosive arcane energy and stuff.
I like the way that sounds.
He hands you what looks like... It almost looks like a... Like a bucket with like a handle on the end.
Potato cannon.
And if you look... Yeah, exactly. And if you look directly into it, there's just a swirling, weird, draconic arcane energy inside.
Don't worry about it. I'm not going to lie to you. I think the Dreadforge hearts are kind of unstable, but that's good for our purposes.
Right.
And I, again...
I wouldn't give you anything that would kill you, so it's fine. Just, you know, be careful when you use it. This is a hand mortar. You have the interesting combination of feats where you don't have to reload this thing.
Yep.
So normally you have to reload after every shot, but it fires a little burst of explosive energy. He just kind of gives you a really long and lengthy warning about how this thing operates.
Yep.
So, yeah, just, I think it'll help.
Yeah, this will be great to take down the Stormcallers with, so. I don't think they'll be expecting anything like this.
No. Probably not. You think there's more in the city then, huh?
Oh, 100%. There's like these pendants that are turning people into some weirdos.
Gross. Typical Krizik bullshit.
Yeah.
I saw Yehudel bringing in the girl. Is she all right?
We think she has like a curse. She was wearing one of the pendants. It's Cosmo's friend. We got the amulet off her, but she... You know, she's in a coma or something.
Okay. Oh, hey, by the way, I talked to the wardens, and I think we're maybe kind of turning them around a little bit. I know before they were kind of hesitant to kind of make any moves to ally with the Ebonden, but things are pretty desperate right now, so I think they're kind of coming around a little bit.
Ah, so Taluga's pep talk, well, quote-unquote pep talk worked?
It was a good starting a kind of like a stepping stone to a conversation that I had with them later. But they sent a letter to the king. So hopefully things go well. I got my scouts in to send it up. But ideally, we can maybe start moving towards some kind of alliance if things work well.
It's good to hear. I will let Taluga know.
All right. Well, next time you guys go to town, I'll come with you. I'll meet this Kiki.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah, we're going... Probably tonight, because we have a heist that we have to pull off.
You guys are planning a heist? Hell yeah. Okay, now things are fucking moving. Let's go. All right, sweet. Sweets are sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, just keep killing it, kid. You got it.
Gives you a little fist bump.
Yep, fist bump right back. Yeah, keep doing all this stuff, and you show a couple of these to Kiki. She might be willing to even help you even more.
Perfect. Okay. Time to get cracking.
And you see he makes his way back to his little workshop. You see what looks like an easy bake oven on the workshop, but you know there's no way this is just an oven as he's starting to work on it. What are you guys doing on the training grounds? Cosmo, unfortunately, you're still so sad.
I'm hugging on Danny hard.
I gotta learn the kazoo. I was promised the pleen and kazoo.
Does anyone have any fantasy Pepto-Bismol?
What? We got more chowder. You want some?
Yeah.
Hair of the dog.
Yeah, exactly. Hair of the dog. Adventure.
Can I try again?
Yeah, go make another constitution saving throw. Let's try to muscle down some of this chowder.
Glutton for punishment.
21.
It's an acquired taste.
You know, it's not so bad the second time.
Ugh, yeah. There's
something about it.
You can see Gulp's like, it helps to put a couple crackers in it. He takes saltines and squishes them.
Oyster crackers.
Exactly. Oyster crackers.
Kind of spreads them out and they definitely help it go down.
You
can remove your poison condition. Yeah.
All right. Back to the other thing, Gulp. We need to learn the bass kazoo.
Wish to learn the dark art of the Subodrip kazoo. This is a powerful note.
I don't want to poop my pants. I'm going to go talk to... Theo theoretically told me about Yarno needing to know more about
Kiki. Yeah, sure. Kiki. Yeah. We can say you met back up with the group and kind of filled in Glebnor on what's going on with Kiki.
Yep.
Totally.
I don't want to poop my pants. I'm going to go tell Yarno everything I know.
We don't know how loud this is. It might resonate with everyone in town.
Distance is probably best.
Okay.
Gotta be a ranged attack.
Trying to think what skill would be associated with learning the brown note. I suppose it'd be a performance check.
Constitution.
Why not religion?
Since Constitution would be
a part of our culture.
Who heard it?
Ah. Okay.
Yeah, you'd have to be
If
able
you
to
would
perform
like
it.
To make a religion check to play a kazoo in such a way that people within a certain radius shit themselves, go ahead and make a religion check. You can give yourself guidance.
Okay, that's what I'm doing.
And if someone would like to give them the help action, you can.
I can't. A strong
do you
start?
Still have your bardic inspiration? No, you use
no,
it.
I use it.
You can give them the help action, though, give them an advantage. If you want to kind of show them how to play a kazoo.
Yeah, yeah.
More,
like, so
way.
I'll tune my guitar down so low as far as it can go without pulling the strings off.
Yep.
And like,
You want to go lower than this.
Right, let me try this.
So help action,
right, by the way. Help action, perfect.
So I had a 17 without the advantage, but I appreciate it. And then I got a 4 on the guidance, so that's a 21. Whoa. I've learned the brown note.
It's, yeah, so the con now for everyone around.
Learn a... Roll a D100. This is how the radius of this brown note goes.
How far away is Yano?
23.
Okay.
Okay. That tracks.
Yeah. You just learned it. It's a kazoo.
Right.
Fucking hell out of
that. Just wait till we get this hooked up to an amp.
He didn't put the water in it.
So if Cosmo and Theo could give me constitution saving throws against your spell save.
They
DC.
Might need to shit themselves after all that chowder.
Yeah, it might be nice.
Clear out a little.
It's a 14 DC.
Oh, dear.
It's a nice 10.
That's a 9 for me.
What a gulp roll.
Oh, yeah. You're off a gulp.
Payback for daddy. And by daddy, I mean Mean Gene. Deluga's daddy.
Gulp rolled a nat 1.
He's swimming in it.
Oh, you can see as you play this low, strange note, barely perceptible to the ear. It's like more of a feeling. The two of you, unfortunately, shit yourselves.
Unfortunately?
Or fortunately, yeah, depending on what the goal was
that,
here.
Get all that goop out of me.
And you can see Gulp is like, oh, it is explosive. My bowels. So powerful, the note you have played, Deluga.
We are going to fuck Battle of the Bands
this
up.
This is going to be hilarious.
I mean, what more do I do here as a DM? I mean...
So do we open with that or close?
No, we close with that.
I thought we were closing with the gunshot.
If I know it, oh, well.
Maybe we open with the gun,
no.
Close with the note.
What we do is we shoot the gun, your pyrotechnics go off, and since it's such a low note, you end it right, you come right around with it, and everyone thinks that the gun and the pyrotechnics made them shit themselves.
And then we shoot out the Bleebly pamphlets.
Yes.
I'm not hearing this, but you know. You know what's coming.
I mean, folks, where else could I say? But with half of the cast shitting themselves while a brown note plays beautifully throughout Zubble Drip.
As our secret weapon for Battle of the Bands.
As your secret weapon for Battle of the Bands is concocted. We're going to end tonight's episode a little shorter than usual. I mean, what else do you say? I mean, this is why we play the game, people! Always a pleasure. Thanks for fucking sticking around. Thanks for being a part of the show. Keep it fucking dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.